Mike this morning, and Tommy encouraging and welcoming everyone. And certainly we want to welcome you today. We have a number of people that are visiting. We're glad you're here. We welcome you. We want you to come back every opportunity that you have. We appreciate so very much all the members of the church who come faithfully and serve in the Lord. We're glad that some who've been out with surgery now are able to be back with us, and we're praying for all those who continue to have health problems. Philip Christopher is visiting with us today, and he handed me this thank you note that he wanted me to read, or I was going to put it on the overhead, but didn't have time, so I told him I'd be glad to read it. To my church family at O'Neill, and we thank you for that, brother. That's very good. I don't have the words to express my sincere gratitude and appreciation for every act of kindness you have extended to my family and me. Thank you for your prayers, cards, and posts. Please continue to keep me in your prayers as I continue my battle with cancer. We did not we would have preferred, but God is great and good and will not abandon us during our trials. My faith in Him has not wavered, and you have help to uplift my faith. Continue your prayers for my mother as she battles her health issues as well. One passage that has helped me during this difficult time is Romans 12:12-13. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. This verse is reminding me how I should be when suffering and how I should be towards my brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless each and every one of you in Christian love, Philip Christopher. Philip, God bless you. We're praying. We're all praying for him and continue to pray for him along with the others that are sick. Now, that means we need to stand up and sing God is good then. Let's everybody stand up and let's everybody sing together, because I want to tell you what, whenever any one of us going through any problems and all, we need God, and we want everybody to know how much we believe in Him and for Him to know that we love Him. God is so good. He is good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Everybody, Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. What did He do? He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And He made me whole. What will we do? I praise His name. Praise His name. I praise His name. He's so good to me. Thank you. Please be seated. Today's Mother's Day. Isn't that great? And happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, all women. Thanks all for all that you've done. And I just kept finding pictures. I wanted to use different ones of them. Happy Mother's Day. God wants me to preach on mothers, because He says a whole lot about mothers. God wants us to preach and try to encourage mothers. And I will tell you what, my friend, just like Mike in his prayer this morning expressed to God, how great mothers really are. And they're great because they serve the Lord, and because they love the Lord, and because they're taking care, brought into life all of us. I chose Mark 14 for a reason. We got mothers that have all kinds of abilities, and we could talk about that, and today we want to talk about some of those things. But all that God requires of a mother is to do what? Do what you can. Just do what you can. God only requires us to do what we can do. And what a wonderful thing that Jesus says this about a woman. About a woman who did something for Him that He really appreciated and was thankful for it. In Mark chapter 14, and being in Bethany, the house of Simon the leper, where He was there, as he sat at meat doing what they were eating there, came a woman having an alabaster box of woman of spikenard, very precious. And somebody said that's about like a year's wages. Can you imagine having some perfume or fragrance that is so expensive? It would equate to working a whole year just to buy that box of ointment. She broke the box and she poured it on his head. Somebody immediately, not going to like that. Mothers, you don't have to be afraid of what somebody else might not like what you're doing, if you're doing what's right. Here we find this woman, Mary, and here is a complaint that's made. They're going to criticize. And there were some that had indignation within themselves saying, why was this waste of the ointment made? You mean to anoint the head of Jesus and to let that ointment go down to his feet and then wipe his feet with her hair? That this wasn't a significant occasion? What does this woman do? Well, the Bible says this man that made that request, or rather that accusation, and his name was Judas, he said it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. I don't think he cared that much about the poor, do you? Nah. He was just looking at that money. He was holding the money. He was the money bag. And they murmured against her. Do something good and people murmur about it? A mother does so good, brings up children, teaches them, loves them, cares for them when they're sick. She helps them. And then to do what? Criticize her. Sacrifice. I don't know about you. I came from a big family, and if there wasn't enough food to go around, I guarantee you I know one person who wouldn't get as much to eat as she usually would. And that was Mama. How much did she sacrifice for all of us? Only God knows. Why did she do it? She did what she could. And this woman, here she is being criticized for doing what she could do. Jesus said, leave her alone. I like that. I would have loved to have been there when Jesus made that statement. To hear Jesus said, you leave her alone. Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. What does Jesus call what she's done? It's a good work. Oh, but they said, that money could, or that ointment could have been sold and given to the poor, and that would be a work that's no way in the world. Mary showed her respect, regard for the Son of God. And Jesus says what? Jesus said, she's done something that's good. Criticizing her. You have the poor with you always, and when you can, help them. That's good. But me, you have not always. A huge, huge statement of truth. And she's grasping this occasion now to show her affection and her love for the Son of God and to do what? Prepare his body. Getting it ready because he's going to die. Everybody has different talents. All of you women in this congregation, some of you can bake the best cherry pies. Some of you know how to make some of the best coconut cakes I've ever eaten. And you know how I like that coconut cake. I mean, I like it very moist. Oh, boy. Then bring me that coke. Tim, you know, my son's here today. He knows Daddy about his coconut cakes. Some of you can make it. Some of you, I had one not too long ago. Mary made me a wonderful coconut cake. Now, not everybody can make coconut cakes, can they? No, they're not supposed to know how to make the best coconut cake. Cherry pies, cheesecake. Boy, that's where my wife comes in real quick. We got one not too long ago, and we couldn't eat everything we was getting at that time. So we put it up in the freezer. I took it down out of the freezer, and boy, I tell you what, Ann just loved that. She said, oh, isn't that grand? I won't tell you the woman in the congregation that made it for us, but if you want me to on the side, maybe I might do that. But everybody would be going to her to get probably one of those cheesecakes. I'm just saying all that to say this to you this morning. All you women, you have great abilities. There are different talents that you have. Not everybody can be the woman of the year in Athens, Alabama. But when you've got talent and all and it's recognized, thank God for it. Use what you can. And that's exactly what this woman did. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever. Now look what Jesus said, guy. I'm thinking he must have been thinking about me surely at that time. Wherever the gospel is preached, you tell this story. You let people know how important women are. You let them know wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, wherever it is and in the whole world, echo, let it be made known. This also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial of her. And we are fulfilling that prediction of Jesus our Lord. Abraham Lincoln made this statement. Abraham Lincoln said, all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Tim sent Ann, the cartoonist, happy Mother's Day last night by being the greatest mother in the world. You know, they have all that. I can't run it myself, but most of you probably know what I'm talking about. But it was so, Anne just so appreciated. Why? Because to Tim, that's his mother. Did you know George Washington said, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw? All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. So we see men of the world recognize what Jesus said a long time ago. When you do what God wants you to do as a woman, surely then you'll be blessed. Well, look at our elders here. We have three elders and three wonderful wives. Isn't it tremendously good? We have elders who have passed away and some of their wives are still living. And we truly appreciate that. Appreciate for the fact that they have served. Because you see, that's what God wants us all to do. Some women couldn't have children, so they begged God for a child, just like with Hannah. And God heard her prayer, and God gave her a child. There are some couples that can't have children, so they adopt children. There are some women who are foster mothers. We used to have a woman up in Shelbyville, Tennessee, where I preached. Ollie Alexander was her name. She already raised about three or four kids of her own, but she wanted to also help with other children, foster children. And she'd keep them about 3 months, and then she'd call me and said, they're going to come and get it and put it in for an adoption. Come up here. You need to be up here and help me and encourage me today. And we'd go over there and sit with her, and she'd cry. And that little child would be taken away. And I found out later in years that some of those children got back in contact with her, being a foster child. There are others who, not married, but women who are giving their lives in the service of the Lord. And you know the thing I learned from the Bible this week, and that is from Romans 16, verse 13, and I'd heard it before, but this really put a great emphasis on it to me. Greet Rufus, Paul said, the one chosen by the Lord and his mother who has been a mother to me also, or two. A woman doing what? Treating you like a mother. And boy, have I ever been so blessed in the years of preaching to find women and men who are just like a mother and a father to us. Most of the people in this audience this morning are women who have children. Happy Mother's Day to you. God's woman today is so much in the service of the Lord. And in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, and especially in verse 28. The Bible says this wise man makes this statement. He says, her children rise up and call her blessed. You know what that means? They commend their mother. They commend their mother because she's been so good to them. May I suggest to you, because she's loved them. the inspired apostle Paul writing to Titus. He tells Titus, teach the older women to do something. To teach the younger women to love their husbands and to love their children. There is not anything comparable to seeing a woman having a sweet little baby up in her arms, holding that child, loving that child. And many times saying, that child, maybe not understanding even the words, how much I love you. You know she loves. Why? And I can't stand the thoughts of anybody not being good to little children, grandmothers. And we just have all kinds of them here at O'Neill. This church is a good church. Why? Because it's made up of good women, mothers. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Paul, why are these women so important? Because they've taken a little boy named Timothy, and the mama and the grandma have taught Timothy the Word of God. Number two, godly women are praised because they've taught and raised up their children to fear God. To love God, respect God. To walk with God. You just think of the nights, you mothers. Many of these children in this audience this morning can tell you, Mama used to sit there, and at night I couldn't sleep. She'd tell me a Bible story. She'd read the Bible to the children. You remember that, don't you? You remember Mama. What Mama did to tell you about the Lord. Yes. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things, he said, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed it, and the reason why I know whom I have believed it is because I've had a mother and a grandmother to tell me and teach me. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. What a great privilege for mothers of our congregation at O'Neill and others who are taking that seriously, teaching their children. We have a little Bible class back here, and I think it's what, 6 months when they go in there, some of them, and one of the first words they'll probably ever say would be Bible, because one of the teachers is just rubbing that Bible. They did that at Weatherly, I remember that. What are you doing, mothers, mothers? Yes, we thank you. We're grateful for you. God commends you. And certainly because of you, here's one that you have been so good to that you have taught them. Godly mothers are to be commended for living a good life before their children, demonstrating how much they truly love Jesus Christ. She worships. I can't think of a time in my life when my mother, when she was able, didn't go and worship. As a little tiny boy, one of the first things I ever learned was going to worship. And what a tremendous thing it is. Mothers don't want to forsake the assembly. They love the Lord. Mothers who love God and serving God. In Psalms 122, verse 1, there we find that the Bible says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Tell you what, when you find a mother, like many of our mothers here at O'Neill, their children don't ever hear them complain about going to worship. They love it because Mama loves it. And they're with their children. Oh, she prays with them. Have you ever heard that saying, if I could hear my mother pray again? Boy, how many of you have heard your mother from childhood? When it was an opportunity for her to pray with you, she'd pray and she'd talk to God, and you can hear her right now just talking to God. I sure can. And that night when Mama left me, and she left to go back to be with the Lord, never will forget that, years ago, praying, singing together. MJ, our grandson, served his mother, prayed for that little boy named Eli Williams. And I don't know if I've ever heard Eli, even at the table, whenever Brother MJ, even at the table, that he doesn't close his prayer with, God bless little Eli. Little boy's about 11 years old and had cancer for the last 5 or 6 years. Tell you what, when your mama does something, it really helps. I'm telling you out here this morning, this is an older man telling you what, God wants people to be reminded, and we need to commend, and we need to praise, and help encourage every mother as they struggle with bringing up their children in the Lord. Priscilla and Aquila is a couple. They serve the Lord. Mary, the one we talked about. No wonder God loves mothers so much, because we do too. Standing by our side when we've done a wrong. You ever done that? You did something wrong, your mother found out about what she do, she's going to discipline you. But you know where you can go, don't you? You can go right to her. You can sit down to her. And you can tell Mama, Mama, I did something. I know I shouldn't have done that. I hurt you, Mama. Please forgive me. And I tell you what, when you have a godly mother, she's going to stand right there with you. She's going to show you, I don't approve of your wrongdoing, but I love you dearly because you're my son or my daughter. When you see a woman that loves her husband, her children know that she's loving their daddy, respecting their daddy, giving their daddy his rightful place in life. It's not hard for a woman that serves the Lord in Ephesians 5, 22 and 25 to understand that wives submit yourselves unto your own husbands. And boy, when you're serving the Lord, you want to do that, don't you? Husbands are so blessed. Many mothers that we could talk about this morning from the Scriptures, and I had so many, I just don't have the time. But I want you to understand, Mary did something that was a good work. Mary was a woman who loved God and loved His Son. And Jesus said, she hath done a good work. As you know, we have a little thrift store and had a picture hanging up. My grandson, MJ, saw that one day and he came to me and he said, Peepaw, would you give me that picture so I can give it to Mama for Mother's Day? I looked at it and I read what it said on that picture. And I said, of course, son. And it said, if I didn't have you for a mother, I'd choose you as a friend. Tommy asked you this morning, if you got your mother, call them if you can't be with them. Tell them you love them. Look around. So blessed we are to have women who love God, love the Lord, and surely are doing a good work. Jesus was so grateful for this woman. Read you a poem last Wednesday night about giving the leftovers to the Lord. We don't do that. We want to give Him our very best. We want to give children our very best. We want them to know what? We want them to know we love God. And we want them to love God. And we're going to do everything we possibly can to show them the way that leads to God. Yes, that we may be followers of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my wife. 61 and a half years. God's blessed us so abundantly. Happy Mother's Day to every one of you. All that are your mothers today. From the Lord, you've done a good work. Let us respect you and honor you. If you're not a Christian this morning, why not? Won't you hear the word? Romans chapter 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Won't you believe Jesus, what He says? Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 16. And Jesus also then, John 8, verse 24, unless you believe that I'm He, you'll die in your sins. And nobody wants to do that. Repent, Acts 17, 30 and 31. The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Confess. Let the world know you do believe in Jesus, because Jesus said, he that confesseth me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. And be baptized. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. 1 Peter 3, verse 21. And become a Christian. And live for Christ. And let's look forward to living the rest of our days on the earth. And then just think, let's look forward to going home to be with God and all those who have been faithful to Him. If you're a Christian but you haven't lived faithfully, ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. This invitation today on Mother's Day, this invitation is from heaven above. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God's been good to us. We've had great, wonderful associations in life. And so many of us have been mothers that cared so much for us. And we salute them. And we're thankful for them. But your mother, and I know my mother would, one thing would want from the depth of their being is for you to be a child of God, faithful to the Lord. If we can help you in any way, we love you. We hope that you'll come and obey the gospel while together we stand and while we sing to encourage you.